smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earl.
There's been a huge increase in the number of unaccompanied asylum seeker children arriving in Kent, according to figures given to KMFM. The County Council is currently looking after 730 refugees under the age of 18. That's up from just 250 a year ago. They're now planning to open new centres in Cranbrook and Whitstable to help care for them. Peter Oakford is in charge of children's services at KCC.
I've told the story of a young man I was speaking to who saw his mother and father murdered in front of him, and he didn't stop then running until he felt safe, and he didn't feel safe until he was within our care in Kent. That's true of so many of these young people. I think we have to separate, and we have to have the general public separate between economic migrants and the genuine asylum seekers that are coming from these war-torn countries. A lot of these young people are coming from Syria, from Eritrea, Afghanistan, areas of the world at this moment in time when there's an awful lot of unrest, and it really isn't safe for them. They are genuine refugees that are coming from war zones.
Meantime, a petition for the UK to accept more asylum seekers has now passed 100,000 signatures. It follows images of a Syrian toddler whose body washed up on a beach in Turkey was printed on the front pages of most of today's papers. Chief Executive of Save the Children, Justin Forsyth, says the photos have shocked everyone.
We've come together to grieve about that little boy, but we really now need to come together and act as Europeans, putting our humanity first, to do something about it. And we can do things about this. We don't have to feel hopeless.
This is KMFM News.
A Kent man has been found guilty of raping a student after joining a group on a night out in Canterbury. A court was told how Floyd Clifton attacked the 22-year-old at a flat after meeting the friends at a party in a pub. The 29-year-old from Gordon Road in the city will be sentenced in October. As children in Medway head back to class after the summer break, there's a warning to parents to park responsibly near schools or face a fine. Nearly 500 drivers were issued with a £35 fine after parking illegally outside schools in the towns last year.
KMFM News.
£100 million is being given to the company that deals with wastewater in Kent to prevent sewage from being pumped into the sea. Southern Water are set to bring in new facilities after being given the loan by the European Investment Bank. South East MEP Annalise Dodds says it's a big step forward.
Of course, it's a loan rather than a grant, so they will have to pay it back eventually. But hopefully it will help us to deal with some of the problems that actually led to the EU taking the UK to court this March because of poor treatment of wastewater.
A young footballer who collapsed during a pre-season friendly game in Kent is making good progress in hospital. 16-year-old Ali Reith was taken ill whilst playing for Welling United at Dartford's Prince's Park Ground on Sunday. And it's official, this summer has been the coldest for 3 years. The average temperature has been just 13.9 Celsius. Rainfall has also been higher than average.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
The Rugby World Cup trophy is touring Kent today ahead of the tournament starting this month. It's all part of its 100-day tour across the UK. It's currently at Leeds Castle. Kieran's there for the update.
Yes, well, the sun's shining over the castle this lunchtime, and there's some extra sparkle here too, what with the Webb Ellis Cup's arrival about an hour ago. Around 50 people are here to catch a glimpse of it, with many also queuing up for photos with nothing but excited expressions. I've been chatting to Roger Clark, who's chairman of the Rugby Football Union's lead up and legacy group for the Rugby World Cup. He says it's an important time.
This has been something which has been a feature of the whole country. The tour is 100 days long. We're in the last 15 days now before it arrives at Twickenham with England playing Fiji. One of the aspects of the tours around has been the crowds having their pictures taken.
The Cup's already paid a visit to Helen Allenson School in Longfield and is set to move on to Elsford Balls Rugby Club and the County Hall in Maidstone. It's all before the tournament gets underway in just over a fortnight. In cricket now, and Kent Sam Billings is with the England squad as the one-day series gets underway against Australia. The wicketkeeper featured in their one-off T20 victory over the tourists on Monday. Play at Southampton's due to get underway at 2. Meantime, it's day 3 of Kent's championship game against top-of-the-table Lancashire. Kent declared yesterday on 570 for 8 after their first go with the bat. Sam Northeast top-scored with 139. At lunch, the visitors to Canterbury are on 104 for 5.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.